I'm so, so grateful we experienced each other's presence for 3 months.
Oh.
To be truthful, I'm so embarrassed it was only 3 months.
Should I flame you a little bit?
Okay! Literally so embarrassed.
My middle school relationship lasted 3 months.
I gave a lot.
Ooh.
And so though I was more aware of the need for boundaries, I think it was hard for me to implement it because I hadn't done enough, I think, self-work to really identify what was healthy.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Kugugi Pod. I'm Hannah, and we're back with maybe a familiar guest. Julie is here. She is back as a guest of the podcast today. And so, yeah, I just wanted to do like a little like life chat, like a little update.
I'm so excited.
I think the people have been missing you. I've literally been getting DMs of like, oh, why aren't I seeing Julie anymore? And I'm like, why didn't you listen to the episode?
There we go.
But yeah, so what's going on? How have you been? You know how this goes.
I do. Except, you know how like we used to have full on intros, like, oh my God, my week was blah, 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 blah. And then when we're watching the other videos, you know, nobody's really talking about their week. So I was like, oh, do I update everybody?
Yeah, update everyone.
What's been going on?
Yeah, absolutely. What's been going on? It's
okay.
Been, what?
Like, well, it's September now.
I know. So like 7 months?
Six, seven-ish.
Right?
Your birthday. Which is a long time.
Uh-huh.
Which also, can I just say, I think I used to pride myself in the past for always having so many updates when I would get together with friends.
Okay.
I no longer want updates. Like, I do not want new updates every time I'm seeing friends.
Oh, because that means there's just too much going on.
Not even too much going on. Like, I want some consistency.
She said, I need stability. Literally, universe, stop doing things.
Literally. Yeah. And so a couple days ago, my mom was like, maybe just accept the fact that this year is like not your year. So I've just accepted the fact this year is not my year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to delve a little bit deeper into why it hasn't been your year?
Where should I even start?
Wherever you want to start.
At the fact that I've experienced 2 car break-ins, that I lost my laptop, my AirPod Max, my AirPods, my passport, thought I lost a social security. Then once again, lost my wallet. So, okay, so let's see.
So
the two car break-ins. I'm going to refer back to an episode.
Yep.
It's one where we talk about growing up Asian. Not your most recent one, but the one where both of us are hosting.
Okay.
And there's a segment in there where I talk about all the things that I don't want to do. And I am doing that at the moment. So I am back at home.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
I am back at home and I am pursuing a career shift slash change.
Yep, a big one.
A big one, completely different. Something a bit more along the lines of something my parents were pushing me to do.
Right, and you were hesitant because you were like, let me try to experience the world.
Yes.
Which,
but then I experienced the world for 3 years and I was like, okay, like maybe it's time to listen to my parents a little bit.
Mm-mm.
And I never noticed how like rebellious I was, but I think I'm like, a little rebellious.
A little bit.
Yeah. And I stopped hosting with you a couple months after a breakup of mine.
Yep.
But I experienced another breakup in these 6 months. So that was very interesting too.
Right.
But I feel like I could talk about it a bit more lightheartedly only because it was so different from...
The previous
relationships.
Right.
And so...
So your ex-ex. No, not
your ex.
We're back to it,
okay,
guys.
Okay, so I was... You know how I talk to myself in the car a lot?
Yeah.
And I was thinking about, okay, how do I talk about this? And who knows if he'll listen? Like, I feel like maybe out of all the exes,
he's
most likely to listen. I just feel like... How do I say this in like, okay, because I was rehearsing this part, right?
Right, because we want to be respectful.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I don't, like, this is, like, I'm so, so grateful that we experienced each other's presence for 3 months.
Oh.
To be truthful, I'm so embarrassed it was only 3 months.
Dude.
Literally so embarrassed.
My middle school relationship lasted 3 months.
Like... And that's like when I say that, I'm not saying that I wish it never happened. Like nothing like that. Oh, but I'm just not. So embarrassed. Like, right? Like, honest. I'm being honest with myself, okay? That is also something we're going to dive into because I've decided to just accept how I feel, talk about how I feel, not mask it with like, okay, I feel embarrassed, but like, you know, I don't want to be defined by this 3-month relationship or that is embarrassing, so I don't want to share it. Would have been the old me.
Right.
But the fact is, I feel embarrassed.
Wait.
It's embarrassing.
This, I love this side of you, right? Yeah. Like it's been a minute since like,
it
right?
Has.
Like
it really
it's
has.
Hard to admit when things are embarrassing or difficult, but I love that. Okay. So you're embarrassed because of the length.
Yeah.
Okay. And then yeah. What about like the person?
Okay, I'm not embarrassed. I'm most definitely not embarrassed. But to keep this part a bit brief.
Right.
I mean, can you really get to know somebody in 3 months?
Oh, yeah. You're barely scratching the surface. Yeah, for sure.
And so that's why I say like it was kind of a different experience in that. I don't know. It was weird. I guess simply put, I think it went from like wanting to get to know each other to then becoming official boyfriend, girlfriend. And I almost feel like we kind of skipped that entire, like, let's become friends. Let's get to know each other as like human beings,
right.
Just as individuals before I start treating you like a significant other.
Right, which is hard, I think, when it comes to dating, because as soon as you admit like, oh, I'm interested, it's like, how do you not just like progress it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, we're gonna do the dating stuff.
Yeah, well, and I don't know, I feel like listening to other podcasts or even a good friend of ours, like I've heard, typically the female will say like no, right? And they'll be like they'll reject, but then the other person will continue to pursue.
Right, you gotta chop the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think.
Yeah, how are you handling these feelings of embarrassment? And what are you thinking about when you're like, oh, I'm embarrassed? Like, are you thinking about how other people are thinking of you? Like, what is the, where is it stemming from?
Well, I think at the start, that is what I thought about.
Oh,
and so I would
right.
feel a lot of, I would feel a lot of hindrance in like, oh, like, should I tell my friend? Like, I just like called her crying about this and this and this, like, and now I'm feeling this way, but that is how I feel. But who do I share that with?
Oh,
right. So feeling those feelings, I would contemplate whether to share it with friends or not, but I can't believe I didn't do it sooner.
Like the breaking up?
No. No,
oh, sharing like your feelings.
Yeah. I was like, that's what I had to no, yeah, being vulnerable.
Okay.
I think.
Oh, yeah. She brought a prop.
I brought the book, which I ended up not finishing because last night my dinner was a little longer than I thought.
Oh, okay.
But tell me why. I feel like everything I kind of reflected upon, realized, learned this year, it's literally all in here.
Okay, and then
all of it,
and then in here is in the book Boundaries and Dating.
Boundaries and Dating by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend.
Okay, nice.
But I guess I have a question for you because it talks about in here how when people are in maybe relationships that are not like, not fulfilling, but like not a flourishing type of relationship, close friends can notice a difference in the friend. So I wanted to ask.
Oh, if I notice?
Yeah.
Okay, well, should I flame you a little bit?
Okay. Should I bring a hair tie? Like, am I going to get hot? Is it one of those?
No. I just think that in your past couple relationships, you did not flourish. And so I did notice a difference.
Clearly.
Right? But then I think it's like the level. The levels were different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
not this most recent ex, but the one prior to that. There was like, oh, it is so apparent that it was like concerning.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, right, like you shared a little bit about how you didn't want to share, like you didn't want to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think because of that and like the lack of knowledge, like though I had like suspicions, like, I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about anything. We got no details. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, okay. And so this previous relationship in comparison was so much less severe.
Yes.
Like we actually were hearing about updates in real time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never like post fight, After we've resolved things, like, I'm going to share with my friends. It was kind of like, oh, like, we're fighting about this. Like, it was a very, like, current sharing. And so I wasn't as concerned because I was like, oh, okay, I think she learned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, I think you learned, like, heavily, heavily. Like, I saw so much growth post-relationship.
Yeah.
That I was, like, not as concerned. But at the same time, right? Like, you said, you kind of, like, skipped over, like, steps.
Yeah.
And so I think that's where maybe the concern was. Like, I was like, oh, okay, I feel like there was no honeymoon phase. Or, like, it was very short.
Yeah.
In comparison to what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say it was on 2x speed. It was, like, a...
Y'all were,
like it was 5x speed.
Yeah, like if we're playing that shit out loud, I'm not understanding a word.
But that's what I mean by, like, I think when I would want to share, I'd feel a little hindrance because I felt like every time our friends got together, I had an update.
Oh.
Like, whether that be maybe just the status of the relationship. It was a lot. Yes. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. And so I guess I kind of want to throw the question back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice it yourself while in the relationship? Not post, but while. Like being really honest with yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
So yes, in that, in one relationship, I just genuinely thought if I tried harder, like it could work out. And so for me, those sacrifices, I didn't even need to think about twice. Like, right. It was just like, oh, if, like, I love this person. Like, whether that means I drive every single day out to, say, the West Side or whatever. Like, I can do that.
Right.
All right. So then I learned my lesson there.
Right.
And so then another relationship, I was like, I think I may need more boundaries.
Ooh.
And so though I was more aware of the need for boundaries, I think it was hard for me to implement it because, like, body muscle wise, like, I was so used to doing the drive or, like, a certain cadence.
Right.
That I hadn't, yeah. Like, yes. I hadn't done enough, I think, self-work to really identify what was healthy.
Right.
And so though I was aware, I think my behaviors were still kind of reflecting, or was a continuation of the other relationship.
Right, right. Because you are, like, when you do get into relationships, I will say, like, you are a lover girl. Like, you really are. Like, you give a lot. Yeah. And so...
So that's what I was, like, fighting with, I think, in the recent one was, like, even that too, right?
Yeah.
Like, because let's be honest. I gave a lot.
Oh.
A lot a in lot. My previous relationship.
Yeah.
And I think because I gave so much and got so hurt from it, which even that too, I think recognizing the amount of hurt was done this year.
Yeah.
Right?
It takes time to be able to, like, reflect.
Like, I thought I was doing the reflecting last year.
Right.
But I don't think I really was.
Oh, interesting.
And this is to come back full circle kind of in terms of, like, this very short... What do you even call it? Like,
it's a relationship.
It is. Maybe I'm just so not used to it because...
Because, like, it wasn't that long.
Like, 3 months.
It was a relationship.
It was.
Yeah.
But that was very necessary for me.
Okay.
And he knows it too, because I've said it multiple times. But we had this one conversation where it was so enlightening to me.
Okay.
Like, I don't, like, it was a light bulb moment. It was like a, like, angel, like, halo moment.
Oh.
It was like, that's when I really realized, wow, I have not fully done the healing.
Oh, interesting.
Or I thought I approached these hurts, but wow, like, this is just the beginning.
Right. Okay, so what was this epiphany conversation?
Okay.
She got embarrassed again.
Not embarrassment, but I think the epiphany was feeling humbled, right? And feeling that, like, blaming the partner,
okay,
right, at the time.
Okay.
With kind of like, for lack of a better word, let's just say, oh, you're so broken.
Oh.
Right? Like,
right.
You are the broken,
like,
one.
You got lots of healing to do. Yeah.
But then in amidst the conversation, I was like, wait, hold up. I am so broken.
Oh.
Like, everything I think we would end up kind of talking about in terms of what we wanted from a relationship, and specifically what I was not giving in the relationship, I was actually very intentionally not. I was choosing to not give.
Right, because you learned your lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then when you think about it, that's also kind of unfair to him because he is getting a wounded version of me.
Right.
Because naturally, I feel like I am like that. But like I said, I was very actively making sure I was not, like, bombarding him with all these, like, all this food, banchan, like, gifts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, so many times I would go shopping or whatever, and I'd be like, oh, this would look so good on him. Or, like, oh, like, we had talked about this. Like, I want to get it for him as, like, a sentimental meaning. But I would, like, stop myself. Because I was like, no. Because then...
Like, I learned my lesson.
Yes, I learned my lesson.
I spent too much fucking money in my last relationship.
Honestly, a little too much.
Yeah.
A little too much.
Right.
And so...
So you're swinging the other way, like the pendulum.
Uh-huh. But then that's also when I realized, oh my gosh, like, a lot of my behavior is rooted in a kind of an ingenuine side, right? Like, that's not really me, but I am actively choosing to kind of present a wounded version of myself is how I kind of, like, was processing it as I was talking to him.
Oh, interesting. Right? Yeah.
And that's when I, for the very first time, verbally, like, shared with him, number one. Because, like, I told you guys about the stuff that happened, but I don't think I ever really shared, like, maybe the gravity of the pain or the hurt or, like, yeah, kind of, like, how much. The analogy actually is how callous my heart had become in terms of, like, not wanting to be vulnerable, not wanting to empathize, not wanting to express in my natural love language, right? Like, you know, like I said, like, naturally I would want to get the gift, but I'd be like, nope, like, I don't want to. Like, I don't want to. It's moving too fast or
right,
we're not there yet, whatever, even though my heart wanted to.
Huh. You see, I think I'm having, like, a difficult time, not necessarily understanding, but more so, like, because, right, you, I think in my opinion, I'm like, okay, yeah, you gave a lot. And so it's only natural that you would learn your lesson and not give as much. But then, yeah, you're right. That's, like, not acting in authenticity. Yeah. And so it's, like, where is that balance of, like, guarding your heart, but also, like, being open enough, like, to be in, like, a intimate relationship? You know what I mean?
That is the question I ask myself, too. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. And so, like, coming to this point of, like, okay, I want to open up. I want to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
How have you been feeling about, like, being vulnerable? Because being vulnerable
is
really...
I love it.
Oh.
Like, too many times. I think if we had to put a timeline to it, let's just say, like, for sure all of 2021.
Yeah.
But, let's just say, like, the year of 2021, kind of bleeding into 2022. So much of this, like, perfectionism... or the perfect me within me of wanting to portray myself a certain way, like, would overshadow how I would actually feel.
Whoa.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think I had shared this with you, maybe off camera, like, we were just talking, and, like, it ultimately, those feelings will manifest, though, right?
Right.
And so I've caught on to that about myself, but it was so hard for me to, like, not do that.
Right.
Right? Like, oh... Like, I would be, like, for example, I'd be upset with somebody.
Yeah.
But then the devil angel in me would be like, oh, yeah, you're upset. No, like, but blah, 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 blah. Like, devil's advocate, like, blah, blah, blah.
Gaslighting yourself.
Yeah. I guess I used to gaslight myself a lot, I think. And.
Because, right, you have to maintain, like, even your self-image. Not only, like, the image to other people. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that makes sense.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you know, so even that, like, I'm not sure if it would be embarrassment that I would necessarily feel from somebody else, but maybe more just, like, me being embarrassed at myself.
Right. They say, don't kill the cringe in you, kill the part of you that cringes.
Oh.
And yeah, just be cringy.
But, like, I feel like I could be really cringy all the time.
Yeah, just be
cringy. You know I love dad jokes. Like, I love.
I'm, like, saying that with so much hesitation because I know I'm going to get it.
All right, going to unleash that part of me too.
Wow.
But so typically how it goes is I'd be upset about something.
Okay.
And then the gaslighting in me would be like, but you have no right to be upset about that. And so then I'd try to suppress it.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, eventually if you don't release it in one way or another, or even if I release it, say via boxing or running or whatever.
Right. It's not like...
If you're not, like, really, really approaching it, say, like, head on with the person, or at least with my personality, I need to do that, is what I've kind of... Because I know some people, they can just...
They'll just let it go.
Yeah, they can just
bury it.
Yeah, bury it.
And they're actually good.
Yeah, and they're... Yeah. Like, I cannot do that. I say being vulnerable is so great because in that very enlightened conversation, like, I'm not even exaggerating. I think that was the most vulnerable, the most raw like zero ego, all walls down, like just the most, once again, for lack of a better word, like naked I've been. Like,
okay.
Emotionally it was naked.
Just naked, everyone.
Yeah, the heart was raw. It was like, boom, boom. You know, it was so raw. Like, and it felt so good.
Aww.
Right, because so many times when you like don't actually communicate what you want, like that's when like, right, miscommunication, misinterpretation,
right.
Resentment,
right.
Anger, like sarcasm. Like there's just like so many, but I was like, I didn't even know I was capable of being that raw, number one.
Aww.
But I think having done that really did unlock, like, see, this is the cringy in me that...
Unlock it.
Like, it unlocked, like, the gates of, like, emotion within me.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, it was... That is a visual, because I'm a visual person, you know?
Duh.
That is, like, really what it felt like. It was, like, if there used to just be joy in here, okay, referring to Inside Out.
Yep.
And, like, all the other emotions were, like, caged up.
Yep. Like,
yeah, they got the key and they... Yeah. And it yeah. was, like...
Oh, I will say, I think there's been like an energy shift.
Yeah.
Like for sure. And like, yeah. I think I was confused.
Uh-huh.
Like I was like, oh, what's like, she's so happy. But yeah. I think it's in releasing all of that, right? Now yeah. that I'm hearing it, I'm like, yeah. oh my God, there's so much power, mm-hmm. like in vulnerability. Cause mm-hmm. right, like Brene Brown, which like Chelsea talked about in her episode, Jenny talked about in her episode, mm-hmm. like, she says that like a lot of the reason why like people choose not to be vulnerable is because it's like rooted in shame. And so mm-hmm. when you finally like let that go.
Exactly. Yeah. It's maybe like not so much embarrassment, but it was like feeling shameful.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Just because we mentioned Mel Robbins, or we mentioned Brene Brown, mm. I've been listening to a lot of Mel Robbins, which you used to refer to a lot.
Yeah, I love her.
A lot of Matt Hussey. A lot of Jay Shetty.
You like, are on so, Matthew Hussey?
Yeah, like so much. Every time I feel a little weak, Matt Hussey. I'll just turn him on.
To be honest, yeah, love him so much.
Yeah, so much. Because you mentioned energy shift. I've noticed it too.
Mm.
Like maybe a Kogi who has been with, you know, like us, like from the start to like when I was on the podcast, I'm sure you could see an energy shift.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure the big energy shift happened in 2021 is what I'm going to say. Like maybe latter 2021 and like 2022. Another kind of wave of energy shift happened kind of post one of my breakups. Because for the first time, like something I'm realizing now, right? Because I was saying how I kind of like was processing that breakup like this year too.
Right.
Is I was kind of going through like an identity crisis of, remember that period in the podcast when I was like, oh, I'm an introvert and, you know, I don't like doing this anymore and I don't like doing that anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think coming out of that relationship. So two thoughts. And before I forget the thought, I know the first one, but the second one's going to be confidence. Okay. So remind me if I forget, confidence.
This energy shift too, y'all never saw it on camera, but always point one, point two, point two goes away because yeah. it's just, oh, I was too focused on point one.
Yeah. So confidence, okay, remind okay. me, because I know I'm going to forget.
Oh my gosh.
So the first one is identity crisis in the sense of, you know, I don't even like ice cream, you know, but I was eating ice cream. Was I eating ice cream out of like despite? From the person I dated?
Right.
Or did I really want to eat ice cream?
Oh.
Because you know I'm a popsicle girly.
Yeah, she's...
I've always...
To be honest, now I'm questioning everything.
Well, exactly. Well, no. I'm a popsicle. Well,
okay, she's
popsicle a girly popsicle plus girly. Like honeycomb Van Leeuwen's, but it's like makes okay. me a little too gassy. So I need to like...
Okay. So back to popsicles.
I like really need... I'm like taking a risk when I'm eating Van Leeuwen's.
Oh, you know? Okay. Right. Nothing planned for the rest of the night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe for 2 days type of thing. Because it doesn't hit you right away. It's like the next day. Yeah, like so many things coming out of that relationship. I was like, I mean, I know I used to run like once, say every month, just like leisurely on my own, but like, do I hate running?
Or is
do
it
I oh yeah like, or do I want to run? Did I like running? I couldn't remember anymore,
right?
And even the foods I would consume, just like, you know, even bread, I just normally wouldn't eat bread, but when someone comments about maybe not eating bread,
like how much
I'm like, okay, well, I told you I'm a little rebellious, like
Right.
Well, I wasn't even thinking about the bread, but should I eat the bread?
Right.
Like, I don't really care for the bread, but you know what? Just because you said that, I'm going to eat the bread. And so stuff like that, like, I couldn't tell, like...
Like, who...
What? Yeah, like, what did I even want? What did I even like? Like, why was I... If I chose to do something, which right, like, ice cream and bread is simple, small things, but other things, too, I was just kind of like, am I doing this because I want to or because I'm so used to have been doing it?
Or because the other person doesn't want you to do something, so I'm going to do it? Out of spite?
Exactly, yeah. Out of spite, yeah. So, yeah, like, I was experiencing a lot of that. And number two, the confidence portion, I think that was, like, that period of my identity crisis was, like, the first time I felt like my confidence was rattled. Oh. In that, I feel like growing up, but even while we were doing the podcast, like, even friends, like, would always kind of, like, once in a while comment on my confidence, right? Mm. And I would always just say, like, well, you know, it's not really that. It's just, like, the love you have for yourself. Yeah. And, like, right, and obviously you love yourself if you can kind of identify who you are.
Yes.
Right? Like, I wasn't, for a long period of time, I mean, I feel like I knew kind of who I was. So I guess it ties to, like, me not knowing what I wanted. And it was weird because for, say, like, 23 years of my life, I was like, oh, like, I'm this way. And now I don't feel that way. But I'm so used to having felt that way. That way meaning, like, confident. How do I get back there? Because I know I'm not there right now. Because my confidence has been so, like, shaken up.
Right.
And so I didn't even know, like, how to navigate that. Like, I want to be back where... But I wasn't sure how to do that. And this all ties together, I promise, right? So, like, fast forward, having that enlightening conversation of letting go of that shame, I think really unlocked that.
Like, getting back to confidence, mm-hmm. getting back to, like, mm-hmm. who you are. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't know who you are, like...
Yeah.
The confidence like, that being you okay can figure and, it out.
Yeah. 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 Yep.
Wow. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's go vulnerability. Because also, right, when I think, like, I went through my vulnerability and, like, not wanting to be vulnerable very early on. Like, I think, like, growing up, my parents were always like, okay, you got to protect the family. You got to protect ourselves, like, our image. And, like, it probably wasn't even in those words, but, like, right, my family is very, like, nuclear.
Exactly.
Nuclear. My family is very nuclear. And so... I think, like, up until high school, like, I never opened up to anybody about, like, struggles. Mm. I never opened up because I just, like, didn't want to, like, be seen a certain way. And actually, our friend Michelle, I cried about this recently.
Yeah.
Our friend Michelle was, like, the first person who, like, I feel like gave me a safe space.
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh, I can be, like, completely and totally myself. And, like, she won't judge me.
Yeah.
And I think that's... the catalyst to, like, where things started. That's why, like, I weaponize my vulnerability now. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, I think, like, once you do it, it's so much less scary. And, like, you're just able to, like...
Yeah.
Like, of course it's going to take practice and, like, whatever, whatever. Yeah. But...
Well, you know, with me, everything is just naturally already kind of fast paced.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. 2X, like, 5X.
Yeah, I feel like I practiced it a lot with the girls recently, right? Because I don't know, sometime last year too, I remember one of our friends had noticed and commented that I think growing up, whenever we'd get together, you couldn't get me to shut up. Like, I was like, la, 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 all right, let somebody else talk.
Right.
But then sometime, say, let's just use 2021 as the example, she had mentioned, like, you never really share anymore. Right? Like, you don't really... So I think what you had experienced, which for you, I think was kind of implied because of your parents.
Oh.
But for me, I think it was very self-implied.
Yeah.
Like, my parents were never like that, but to me, I was like, oh, I have to keep this image of my family. Like, even if my sister is being a bitch to me, like, I don't want my friends to know that she is a brat.
Right.
Or, like, if, you know, my, like, dad and I are fighting, like, I don't want anyone to judge my dad, so I'm just, like, not going to share those things.
Right.
But internally, it was so hard.
Yeah, because you're
I didn't know
who
to share it with. Yeah. And so, even that, like, in the book, it talks about, like, why it's so important to... Obviously not sharing with your friends the play-by-play of every single fight.
Right.
But keeping them looped in, because sometimes we hate to admit it, but the people around us know us a little better than we know ourselves.
Right.
Right. Because I think for us, sometimes we like confuse ourselves in like how I actually am versus how I want to be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So who I actually show up as, I think your close friends are able to kind of like point that out to you.
Interesting.
And so.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah. What other takeaways do you have from the book? Kind of putting you on the spot. Oh, she got notes though.
Like, tell me why I have notes on every single page and I didn't even finish, right? So like, I mean, the notes got significantly like less detailed.
Right.
But
we'll see if you could even decipher the last ones.
I don't know. Let's see. My just enlightening awakening moment really hit already. Page 19, when it talked about how we experience some people because, you know, we need to heal from our hurt. You know, when you like know that you shouldn't continue to pursue the relationship, but you actively, you know what I mean? Like,
but you're just like, I'm going to do it. Yeah.
So there's that. And that's going to lead to obviously a mess. Mm. But also a part of me believes, like our friend Shanae shared this with me. If you're not like actively practicing while you're in a relationship, how else can you practice?
Right.
Yeah. How else can you practice? Number one, but how would you be able to identify the issues that you have? So I guess this would only really work though, if your partner and you were both very willing to work on it. Like if you found somebody willing, somebody who liked you enough, like somebody who liked you so much that like
you're willing to work mm-hmm, through mm-hmm.
yeah
all but, these like low-key trial runs.
Yeah Or just for example, like if like I'm not talking to my friends in like a combative defensive way when fighting about my cleanliness or whatever, you know what I mean? Just uh-huh. as an example uh-huh. And so how would I know that I come off defensive like that or combative if I wasn't like actively practicing like it in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So that's like just like a silly small example.
No, but yeah.
Yeah. Or like feeling like what, cause let's be honest, we have different standards for like our friends and our significant other.
Yeah.
Right. It's so different. And so like what else? Just like the type of support I want to feel and how I react to maybe the lack of that support. You would never know unless you were like in the relationship,
right?
Experiencing it with a person.
Right.
So anyways, this is all to just highlight healing from my hurt. And I feel like maybe this recent relationship shed light on really what I wasn't or what I was still triggered by.
Mm.
Number one. But number two, things I still needed to work on. Mm. Right.
Mm-hmm,
like mm-hmm. I thought I had gotten, say, less defensive. Like, I really thought I did.
Yeah.
But, yeah, even that, too.
It came out a little bit.
Yeah. Or my realization I had, now having dated a couple people, and maybe them mentioning my defensiveness.
Maybe you're defensive?
Well, that I've already accepted.
Oh.
But I would go back home, listen to the way my parents would speak to each other, and it'd be, like, my defensiveness times 10, right?
Right.
So then that's when I remember walking my dog with my mom, and I was like, I'm concerned because... Very recently, I came home at 10 o'clock post pickleball and my dad was so passive. I literally got my grapefruit cup and went downstairs to eat it while in the presence of my parents because, yeah, like I haven't spent time with them that day. But he was like, do you know the definition of a family? Like, when is the last time you had breakfast, lunch, and dinner like with us, right? I could have, honestly, immediate reaction, I wanted to be like, excuse me. Sorry, is that what you're trying to tell me is what like a family means?
Yeah.
Like people who have breakfast, lunch, and dinner together?
Yeah.
Like, do you want me to call up my friends? Like, should I ask like how many of them had breakfast, lunch, and dinner? I bet you it was years ago.
Right.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah. Like and we are on a remote island.
Yeah.
If that's
yeah.
happening.
Yeah. And so, right, like my mom could see that I'm like, I didn't say that though. I didn't say that.
Right.
She could tell I'm like getting red because I'm very physically reactive. Like, and she's like, you know, Appa just means like he wanted to you should come home a little earlier. Like he wants to eat dinner with you. And I was like, Amma, I understand.
Of course.
I hear you.
Yeah.
But that is not what he said. And if we condone, like if we allow this type of behavior, he's not going to seek the need to actually communicate
the way that
what he wanted, which is just eating dinner with me.
Right. And it's like, I miss you.
Yeah, that's it. The bottom line was, I miss you. I want to spend some time with you.
Exactly. But it came off as, what is the definition of a family?
Yeah. Nar. And so once again, I was just like, and so when I was like, oh, sorry, like I came back from pickleball. He was like, pickleball until now. So I was like, oh, so you don't believe that I was at pickleball?
Okay, so we got so a there's, trust there's,
yeah,
issue.
There are multiple, yeah, there are just like multiple things going on, right?
Right.
So this is to backtrack. When walking my dogs with my mom, I was like, you see, like, I don't want to adopt that type of
communication style, right?
And I think it has been brought to light while dating these other people. Oh. And which is why dating is great. Of like, course. I'm very pro dating.
Dude, you're learning so freaking much.
Yeah, like, this is, like, you are, like, and I, that's why I told my mom, like, that's why, like, moving back home, I'm a little scared because I don't want to adopt. And since I'm hearing it between you two as well, like, I don't want to conform and I don't want to pick that up because I don't want to talk to my partner that way.
Right.
I wouldn't want my partner to talk to me that way.
Right.
And I think up until, like, my previous relationship, I thought that was normal.
Right.
I thought that was okay.
Right.
Because if I talk to my parents that way and they talk to me that way, like, it's okay because we're family and, like, we just brush it off.
Understanding.
Yeah, like, we talk to each other that way. But when it became an issue in my relationships, and I'm not saying, like, I talk like that all the time, but, you know, like, that's when I kind of started to adopt my own, like,
communication.
Okay, that's, like, my parents' relationship. In my relationship, that's not what I want.
Oh.
And so.
What did your mom have to say to that?
My mom is so great. I mean, I think my dad's just going through menopause.
No, you know.
But he's been going through menopause.
No, mine too. He's literally just, they're just losing testosterone at really rapid rates. Because I'm like, can you stop being a fucking baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, like, we love our parents. We love our fathers.
Oh, yeah, I love them so much. Yeah.
It's just like
right I love now. Them, but I don't really like him at the moment.
Oh, okay, sure. It's a hormone imbalance.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
But then, right, so then the conflict I'm in at the moment is just kind of like, okay, but my dad is like nearing 60. Like, though I want him to change, because I have never felt this much generational and cultural gap.
Mm.
I've never felt this big of a gap until this year. And I'm about to turn 26. So it's like weird to me too. I'm like, I feel like other people experience this a lot earlier, like, what's going on? And so I guess I didn't really realize how stubborn I was too, because like, I don't want to give in.
Right.
Like, my mom got used to the ways here. Like, why can't you? You know, that's like the way I'm thinking.
Right, right.
But if he's nearing 60, like, do I just need to,
like, give in? Like,
yeah.
Just like, okay.
Yeah. Do I need to
raise a flag?
Yeah, exactly. White flag. Like, so that has been a thought.
That's so interesting. Yeah, I'm like, kind of reflecting on, like, I guess, like, my relationship with my parents. And I'm like, oh, it's funny because, like, slowly I see myself in my parents. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I literally used to have, like, a Tumblr of, like, and I promised myself I would never be like my parents. Here we are.
It's just... I'm just hoping I can be more understanding. Like, my mom is so understanding, though.
Mm.
Like... Yes, it's fresh. Like, okay, so here's also where I'm conflicted. She will take my dad's side in front of me, which I think is always a good thing. Like, I think parents need to have kind of a united front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't want my dad to feel like he's, you know, the lone wolf in the family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay with that. So then afterwards, when I'm talking to my mom, because I know they have separate conversations, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, like, my mom isn't like, oh, you should just give in. Like, you know, like, she's not like, you should just give up, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But she, like, really hears me out. So I think that's why I feel
like
heard.
Supported.
And I feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
And so, yeah, just navigating through my dad's menopause. But.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
but
other...
this was kind of a tangent from healing from the hurt.
Uh-huh.
And then, if you must be dating or married in order to be happy, you are dependent and you will never be happy with whatever person you find.
Oh. Part that's confusing me is you'll never be happy with the person that you find.
Mm-hmm. Because I think then that equates to you having these expectations that this person needs to fulfill. But I think because you are dependent, you are not finding this wholesome, like, that's not a word, but wholesomeness within your own.
Oh.
That even if, say, the person gave it to you,
right.
It is so temporary.
Oh.
Like, oh, yes, they have this. But you know what? Give it a couple of weeks, a couple of months, you're like, why do I still feel so lonely? Or why do I still feel so empty?
Right.
And that's because, like, you are not fulfilled.
And
I think the cup,
the
cup analogy is perfect, right? Like, you are so empty, you are seeking. Maybe this is more of the analogy. It's like your cup is already low, right? The water, the liquid is low, but you have a couple cracks in there. You have a couple cracks in the cup.
Mm.
And so you seek a partnership and they fill you up. They fill you up and you're on this high, right?
Right.
But you have a crack, so slowly, like, you're leaking. Right.
Because the foundation wasn't built.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so.
Right.
And I think that's why, to be really honest, I think I could have worked on myself a little more before maybe this recent relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I am also an avid believer of like, nobody's like fully healed before a relationship. You know what I mean?
Right. You'll never be like, ready.
Yeah. It once again goes back to like the willingness that somebody has in wanting to endure that pain from somebody else and like helping them, like assisting them, being their cheerleader. And you know, like it once again goes to that. But I do think I could have done a bit more self, maybe a little more self work before. But I think I felt a lot of anger and I went through that whole identity crisis of like so much pain and everything from the relationship before that. Because I had somewhere in the middle, like, become dependent.
Right.
Like, I feel like I did not have my own independent hobbies. Or, like, it was everything we did together.
Intertwined.
Everything was intertwined.
Right. You're basically sharing a calendar.
Yeah. Like, I think, yeah. So.
Interesting.
So this recent relationship, I was very aware of that, of not wanting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, I think it was hard.
Because that's like your natural, like,
to not integrate.
And so question for you, like, do you think the way that you've been raised, the way that you've grown up, you have this ideology of like, I will not be fulfilled unless like I am in a relationship or I get married eventually? Because the way that I've been raised, it's without a question, I'm getting married, I'm having a family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think because of that, like, I 100% am dependent. Like, I am not there.
Well, I guess dependence in the sense of, like, okay, like, for example, like, a long time ago, you had mentioned to me, like, you don't like sitting in your own thoughts. Like, you don't like being home because then you start, you know, like, you find it very difficult to spend time with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, first, do you still feel that way or do you think it's gotten better?
Actually, I think it's gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
I, like, forced myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I showed you the video. I, like, went to Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Cheesecake Factory alone and had a slice.
Yeah. I love that.
Went to Kazoo. Had a four set, you know?
Okay, so let me clarify a little, though. In that way is what I mean, like, dependence of, like, obviously in a relationship, the longer you're in it, I think it is very natural that you become dependent. I think that is very normal, natural. And that's what we seek. Like, why would I be in a relationship if it was, like, two completely different lines of, like, like, two different routes?
Right.
You know, like, we want to shoot for the same route and, like, support each other in, like, trucking through the route.
Right.
But dependence in the sense of, like, are you happy with yourself?
Mm.
Like, do you love yourself? Like, you don't love yourself, but you're seeking somebody else to love you. Then would you actually feel the love?
Right. Because, like, if you don't love yourself, then you obviously aren't able to see it.
Yeah,
and so if someone's affirming that, then you
won't
believe it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. Like, if you, for example, somebody who, like, didn't grow up with, like, caring friends. If you didn't grow up with caring friends, and all of a sudden a friend is, like, later in your adulthood, like, showing you care in terms of providing, like, constructive criticism or, like, dude, that was, like, not okay.
Right.
Then you're going to be like, you're a fake friend, blah, blah, blah. Like, you don't, you cannot seek this type of care as a friend being caring if you didn't grow up with caring friends.
Right. You so won't recognize it for
sure. Exactly. So similar with, like, a really, like, if you didn't grow up in a loving environment, which I'm not saying, like, you have to grow up in a loving environment.
Right, but somewhere along the lines.
So if you don't love yourself, can you, I don't know, can you really accept or recognize when somebody else is showing you that love?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I don't think so either. And that's what I mean by, like, you need to be okay single. You need to love spending time by yourself. You need to love who you are, have an idea of, and if you don't love who you are, well, who do you want to be then?
Right.
And how are you, like, making, like, efforts towards becoming that person that you want to be? Yeah, like, something I noticed is I love spending time by myself. You know, like, I'm very grateful coming out of this relationship. I'm not, like wanting to seek validation or feel like, how to word this? Like, I don't think, like, I'm happy that I stayed so much more true to who I was in this recent relationship than in my previous relationship.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. And I think it has to do with the learnings, with the boundaries that you set, right? Because you learned. And so maybe the next relationship, whenever you decide that, like, you know, you're ready and you want to be, it'll right? You went from one extreme to the other. Maybe it'll swing to the middle.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I feel like that's how it always goes. I mean, even with my sister, like, she's like, oh, I tried this. Let's try the other thing. And then, like, and then literally
the complete, yeah.
You see the pendulum for mm-hmm. sure. But, yeah, no, I feel like there's been a lot of growth and, like, just, like, learnings. Like, I think, mm-hmm. like, you know, as much as it was hard to see you go through a breakup, go through, you know, whatever the last relationship entailed, hearing the reflection post, especially on the vulnerability, I'm mm-hmm. like, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah, like I said, I'm not sure why I didn't do it sooner. Like, a part of me is like, what did I fear so much that, like, I didn't want to?
Right.
Because, like, not sharing that and that anger and hatred kind of manifesting within me mm-hmm. really did affect, in the smallest ways, the rest of my entire life. There was a period when I was definitely closed off.
Mm.
Very, very closed off.
Mm.
But I am, and I think being closed off was rooted in being an angry person. Do you remember I would say, like, I don't know if I said it, like, but I definitely thought to myself, like, why am I such an angry person? Like, I have so much anger.
I don't think you ever said it.
But the thing is, I don't think I ever, like, showed it to people that yeah. I was an angry person because of kind of this perfectionism within me.
Oh.
Of, like, oh, like, Julie, like, why is she so angry? It was, like, right. even though I'm angry, I'm just going to be cordial. I'm just going to be quiet, because if I'm quiet, then no one will ever know.
Did I feel it? I might have felt it. I think in hindsight, now that you're saying it,
uh-huh.
now I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
maybe that's it. I think that was the whole introvert era.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
That was literally you going, I'm an introvert. Nobody talk to me. I need my days.
Yeah. I mean, I still need my days.
Of course. Yeah.
But yeah, for me, it was more like, you know, I don't need to explain myself or really share what I'm going through if I just stay quiet. So let me just stay quiet. So, right. That's so bad. Like, that was the definition of not wanting to be vulnerable.
Wow.
And I guess it took a couple of years. But trust me, I think anything that's not natural to you or natural is going to find its way. Like, everything will find its way yeah. to, you know, pH 7.
There's your science reference, everyone.
I think they missed
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah. No, they
neutral.
Did.
Everything will, yeah, find the neutral zone.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I think that's a beautiful place to mm-hmm. leave this conversation. But
yeah.
So if you guys want to check out the book,
mm-hmm.
it's called Boundaries in Dating. It's mm-hmm. by two doctors.
Townsend and Cloud.
Yep.
Cloud and Townsend.
Yep. And then...
my gosh.
Also, another update since Julie... since February.
Yes.
Julie started YouTubing. So please yes. go and support her YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very recently. But yeah, like, I think even in that too, I've just found so much joy in exploring, like...
Dude, she's eating well. She's being hella athletic.
I've been eating way too much.
She's so tan. She just went on vacation. And we're going to take a trip to New York.
Yes, we are. I have a stacked remainder of the year.
Oh.
Like, I'm concerned. Oh, but you have an no, even more
both.
Stacked.
No, we are both stacked. And so,
yeah.
Yeah, make sure to keep up with Julie on her yeah, YouTube channel, on her TikTok. Instagram at bejulified. Mm-hmm. I know you guys did not forget.
Yes. Bejulified.
Yes. Yes. And you guys can of course find Prugelge on literally everything.
Yes.
Apple. YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Instagram, mm-hmm. TikTok, Twitter, X, Threads. Don't text me.
but you can email her.
Yeah, you can email me, prugelgepod@gmail.com if you guys want to sponsor the podcast. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I hope you enjoyed it.
Wow. Oh my gosh, the time went by so fast.
Yeah. And since you left,
uh-huh.
I haven't done it, but should we do it? 1, 2, 3. Wow. Still got it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Crazy.
See you.